And as we just heard, Fortnite is one of the most popular video games in the world, a battle royale concept we've talked about before. Kids are playing it together remotely during the pandemic. But if you want to download Fortnite on your iPhone or Android, you won't be able to find it. That's because both Apple and Google booted Epic Games, maker of Fortnite, from their app stores last week after Epic launched a way for users to make in-game purchases directly through them and for less money rather than through Apple or Google, which normally take a 30% cut. Well, now Epic Games is suing Apple and Google in what's shaping up to be a closely watched antitrust case. Tim Sweeney, founder of Epic Games, told Bloomberg News recently he's fighting monopoly behavior.
Apple says if you build an app for our platform, first of all, you can only distribute it through their store. They don't allow competing stores. Like, imagine a town that only allowed Target. That's totally un-American and uncompetitive.
And he's not alone. Other companies like Netflix and Spotify and smaller developers say a 30% cut is too high. Let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. So, Ben, in response, Apple says the price they charge is not just fair, but also safe.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of the biggest arguments that Apple makes, and I think Google makes it as well, although less so. There's a lot of really malicious software out there, and as an Apple user, Apple would argue you're safe from a lot of it because Apple controls and curates its software marketplace. Giving the customer a better experience is a cost, right? So Apple is offsetting that cost by taking its cut. But it's also true that big picture, Apple is in this very long process, Robin, of moving its areas of profit away from hardware and into services. And this represents a bit of that plan for Apple, too, making some profit or at least revenue in this area.
Okay, well, Tim Sweeney, he's described as an iconoclast. He still runs Epic Games out of Cary, North Carolina. He has not moved to Silicon Valley. Talk more about his motivations here.
So I think Sweeney has cast himself as a pretty unique guy, and that bears out in reality that Fortnite, Epic's biggest property, is a unique game. You know, in fact, Sweeney has argued recently that Fortnite is really more than a game. It's kind of a digital space that can be shared by millions of people at the same time. It's hosted live concert events for millions of players all watching at the same time in this environment that they can kind of jump around in and interact in. And around this specific battle, the game has literally put up billboards inside of Fortnite telling players to, quote, join the fight against Apple, which is very kind of Fortnite style. Someone recently tweeted that no matter who you are, Fortnite is better at the internet than you. And Sweeney's company has at times proven that out. I think, you know, it's also important to note here, right? Epic is not a small game company. Epic makes a lot of money and they want to make more money. And one way of doing that is having a real direct link to the customer and being able to charge the customer whatever it wants for its services and not have a cut taken out by Apple or Google.
Yeah, it's Fortnite's world and we just live in it. Well, but Fortnite is partially owned by the Chinese mega company Tencent. They have a 40% stake in Epic Games. So what's going on here? Are they also using Fortnite to put pressure on Apple and Google, who they will see as American competitors?
I mean, yeah, sure. But I don't know that this fight should be viewed necessarily as a kind of Chinese Trojan attack on Apple and Google's competitive advantage in the world. The issues being fought out here are, in a sense, really bigger than any one company or country. It's this, you know, question of who gets to control the marketplace and whether or not that benefits the consumer and that sort of thing. So I think there are valid arguments on both sides. But I do think that we are at a bit of a tipping point here in the conversation about anti-competitive behavior among big tech companies. And, you know, Fortnite and Epic are spoiling for a fight, and it looks like they're going to get it.
And maybe they can afford it. Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.